You don't know what a number is, seriously. And if you don't, let's see, what is a number? And don't tell me it's 5 or 7. Yes, those are numbers. But what is 5? How would you define it?
Easy, it's 5 times 1.
Oh, mates, Mike, be careful, you said 5 again, you still haven't explained to me what 5 is, and you also have to explain to me what 1 is, 1. What are numbers? It's something terribly intuitive, and yet, if someone came from another planet, they wouldn't know how to explain it, and I suspect you would a little.
Wait, Crespo, but give me more tries, let's
see, what else do you have up your sleeve?
This seems a little crazy to me. We all have a natural idea of what numbers are. If there are 2 cows in a meadow, we'll all agree that they're 2 and not 7 or 23.
Yes, but sometimes intuitive ideas aren't enough, they can deceive us. Another Rod Roof has a great analogy with colors. Think about green. It's obvious that this car is green, but what about this other one? Ah, now there's room for debate. And if we ask a colorblind person, it's clear that we need a definition of green that doesn't depend on our objective perception, that's unambiguous, and that we can all agree on. It's when we ask ourselves what color is and investigate the physics behind it that we find the solution. Light is an electromagnetic wave of a certain size. Wider waves tend toward red, narrower ones toward blue. There we can set a range of lengths, call them green, and boom, there's no discussion anymore. If the light that reaches an object is within that range, it's green, and if not, it's not. So it makes sense to ask what a number is, not only to go beyond the intuitive, but also to answer something very important. If color is the result of the electromagnetic waves that light is made of, what is a number made of?
Okay, it's true that there can be ambiguity with colors, but with the number 5, if you ask how many fingers we have on our hand, I don't think anyone would have any doubts about it. Why would we want to define it based on something else?
Look, I'm going to give you another answer so that we can assume as little as possible. Let me give you an example from physics.
Why not?
For a while, it was thought that the elements of the periodic table were, well, elementary, the smallest pieces of reality that exist, indivisible, a bit like what happened with numbers themselves. However, we discovered that atoms can be broken down into 3 smaller entities and that, in fact, by combining them in different ways we can generate the entire range of the periodic table. The question is, what if the entire range of numbers also arose from something truly elementary? That would be great, because we would be working with the minimum amount of mathematical elements. The edifice of mathematics is built on the assumption of a series of premises, axioms, truths that we accept as valid in order to obtain a starting point. Things like that 2 points determine a unique straight line or that anything is equal to itself. From there, everything else can be inferred rigorously by means of more or less complicated demonstrations. It is true that the fewer things we have to assume as true, the better, but let me try again. It is clear that if we see 5 cows, 5 pencils or 5 space aliens, we all agree that they share something in common, quantity. What if we define 5 as what all these things have in common?
I like the way you think. Frege and Russell would like that too. At the end of the 19th century, they proposed a similar explanation omitting the technical details. Their idea was to define the number 2 as the set of all sets of 2 elements.
You had better explain what a set includes another set.
Look, you can think of a set as simply a box where you can put things and see what's inside. And those things inside the box are the elements of the set. For example, I can have a set with a banana and a cherry. Those are its elements. And notice that there are 2. If I now take that box and also a box with 2 cows, another with 2 space aliens, and, by the way, all the boxes you can think of with a pair of elements and I put them inside a larger box, I can say that that huge box is 2. It makes perfect sense. What is the property that all the pairs in the world share? All the sets that you can imagine in which there is one thing and then another thing, that property, that abstraction is what we call 2.
There you go, definite numbers, problem solved.
Not so fast. This has a problem and that is that among all the boxes with 2 elements there will also be some that contain 2.
How?
Yes, of course. And the thing is that the box that contains all the pairs in the world is itself a thing. A thing that I can put in another box, for example, next to a little duck. And then I have a pair, that is to say, with the same idea of two I can form pairs. But inside the box of two are all the pairs. So inside that two is also the two to blow your mind.
Oh, no. Our definition would be circular.
The same thing that happened to us at the beginning with 5 times 1, but with extra steps, the dog chasing its own
tail. Well, we can always define a new object, a collection of boxes that share a certain property, but that is not a box and cannot be contained in any other box or collection. What is called a proper equivalence class? Yes, but defining numbers
based on these new objects complicates things. We are trying to simplify them, not confuse them even more. Ultimately, this led to the system erected by Frege and Russell being abandoned in favor of other definitions.
So, did we forget to define numbers from sets?
Not at all. The idea of combining sets and numbers was very good. Grouping two things that seemed independent under the same theory. It reminds me a bit of what happened in physics. At first, it seemed that the particles we were made of were something independent of the fields that made those particles move. However, quantum field theory came along and revealed to us that particles are actually perturbations of the fields. There was no need to differentiate between particles and fields, everything was the same thing. Maybe with sets, our nice boxes, we can define what numbers are. I
don't know, it seems difficult. Look, I have a different idea, much easier. We could say perhaps that 5 is the number that comes after 4. CU is the one that comes after 3 and so on until we reach 1, which would be the one that comes after 0. We would only have to define 0 and from there we would have all the numbers.
Good one. Pino already realized it. Actually, we also have to define mathematically that going after finding a rule that takes us from one number to the next until we build all the natural numbers, which is known as the successor operation. And remember that it would be incredible if we could do it using only sets, boxes. Let's go.
It occurs to me that we could identify 0 as an empty box. It's the set with 0 elements, so it makes sense to take it as 0.
Sounds good to me. And how do we build the next number?
Well, if all we have are empty boxes, maybe we can put a box inside another box. That's a different set than the one we used for 0. An empty box is not the same as a box with a box inside. We call this set 1.
And we do the same for the rest of the numbers. We put a new box inside each new number. For example, we would identify 2 with 3 boxes nested one inside the other, like in a Russian doll.
And so the rule that would take us from one number to the next would be to build the next number, take the current one and put it inside an empty box. It's quite simple.
This idea of building the natural numbers like a Russian doll was developed by me and is perfectly valid. But it's not really the one that's used. One of the reasons is that, look, in this way, each number is a set of a single element, a box, which can then have many other boxes inside. For several reasons, it would be much more useful if the set that defines each number had exactly that number of elements. Representing 2 as a set with 2 elements. Recovering a bit of Frege and Russell's idea and combining it with Cermelo's. Can you think of any way to achieve this?
Let's go back to number 1. Our box with a box inside. And if we put in a second empty box, we would define 2 as a box with 2 empty boxes inside, 3 as a box with 3 empty boxes, and so on. It's not bad, but there's a problem. In a set, the same element cannot be repeated several times. Putting 3 or 4 empty boxes inside a box is the same as putting only 1. Imagine that we make a list of a class with 7 children. Even if we write the name of one of them 5 times, the class will still have 7 kids. Only different names count.
I have another idea. You said that what we want is for the set representing 2 to have 2 elements, right?
Yeah.
And if to define 2 we take an empty box and as its 2 elements we choose 0 and 1, that is, an empty box and a box with a box. And the same to define 3, we take 0, 1 and 2 and put them all inside a box. So we would have a set with 3 elements that are all different, which is what we wanted.
Oh, very good, Mike. You have come up with the modern definition of the set of natural numbers, the ones we use to count based on set theory. The one developed by von Neumann. I am impressed. Anyone would think you are a mathematician.
Fractures, I'm a mathematician. I already knew all this. I played along a bit because I saw you were excited.
Security.
No, wait, let me go, let me go.
Math Miguel, friends, fabulous channel. Go check it out. Well, yes, what is it made of? A number is made of, the best answer is empty boxes. And from this definition of natural numbers, we can build integers and many more. How would we define, for example, minus 3? Well, one way is to think of pairs of natural numbers such that if we subtract the second from the first, we get minus 3, pairs like 03 or 91. We could think that the set of all those pairs is minus 3. And someone will say to me, and wouldn't that definition be circular like that of Frege and Russell? No, notice that I said all pairs of natural numbers. And the thing is, according to modern set theory, we can only build sets from previously defined ones. So I can put in my box all the sets formed by two natural numbers, but not all the sets with two elements. That is too vague and would lead to problems like the one we have seen. Who would have thought that with a bunch of boxes? Of course, arranged in a very specific way, we could answer a question as profound as, what is a number? But before you go, one more thing. We have just published a video on the channel of the Spanish Metrology Center about the MAL, the most substantial unit. We will talk about its history, its controversies, what exactly it is, and we will explain how we can know that a MAL is worth a mole. You have the link below in the description. And you know, if you want more science, you just have to subscribe. And thanks for watching.